Ralphie boy here. I kind of picked that up for a friend of mine. He was just calling me and say, "Hey, Ralphie boy." Well, I want you to know this is Ralphie Wrightstone, and I am a follower of Jesus. Welcome to the online service of Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. You know, and it's an amazing thing, modern technology, the things that we do and the things that we can do, just watching the last few weeks about space tourism. And then yesterday, I'm recording this on Wednesday the 21st, yesterday Jeff Bezos and his crew, the Blue Origin, went up for a little short little ride up, I think 8-9 minutes up, and just a minute or two back down. I don't know, maybe it was a total of 10 minutes, but it was interesting to see the people inside that capsule. And the other thing that was amazing, there was no pilot. You know, it was all computer generated. It's just amazing the day and time that we live in. But they were right at the edge of the first heaven, right before they get into the universe, so to speak. And when they were in the capsule, you could see in the background where space starts. It's dark. That's why we can see the stars at night. It's dark. And then right below that, you can see the light and be able to see that wonderful little place that we call Earth. To see it out there all by itself, no strings attached, it's just there. God's amazing. Well, I said all that to say this. You know, God wants us to have life and have it more abundantly. That's why He created us in such a way that we have life. And God wants to bring healing and restoration to every part of our lives, both spiritual and the body and the soul, because He can heal it all. You know why? Because He created it. He knows what's going on in our lives. Now, we weren't meant to go through life being weak and tired and anxious or bitter. The Word of God says in Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17 from the Amplified Bible, "I will restore health to you and I will heal your wounds." There is no wound, no pain, no sickness that God can't heal. Now, we're concerned about the corona thing and now with the new variant and the Delta and all that kind of stuff. You know, it is something that we need to worry about. But guess what? If we do get sick, there's modern technology that'll help us. There's God's Word that can help us. And that's why I want to share how we can rely on the Scriptures for the hope and the peace that passes all understanding. But modern technology, medical technology especially, is just incredible. My wife Judy, as you know, went through cancer treatments for 6 months, and that technology now allowed her to be cancer-free. It's just amazing. But what happens if we do get sick and die? Well, if you're a follower of Jesus, like I am, you have that blessed hope in your heart. And we have eternal life waiting for us, absent from the body, present with the Lord. Hallelujah, what a wonderful promise it is. But when your heart is broken, God can mend it. You know, we've been talking about the Psalms lately a lot. But in Psalm 147:3, when your heart's broken, reach out to God and He will heal your heart. And when your mind is filled with anxious thoughts, God can restore peace. Look at that in Isaiah chapter 26, verse 3. And when your emotions are unsteady or like a roller coaster, God can bring stability. Psalm 18, verse 2. And when your body's in pain or you're diagnosed with a disease, God can heal you. Psalm 41, 3. And as I mentioned, Jeremiah chapter 30, verse 17. Now, over the years, God had brought me through a lot of things in my life. I don't know why or how I survived some of them, but now, being almost 77 years old, I can look back in my life and to see how God's hand was in my life, even though I didn't know it. And I learned that He may not always heal exactly how you want or take steps to get there, but his plan for us is the very best plan ever, and it's worth it. Now, I know this is true because of the promises of God's Word. Now that I'm looking at all the different things in perspective, the last 35 years before that, I was just a wayward, wandering soul. Oh, I knew about God, and I knew about the promises, but I didn't pay any attention to them. But look at what the Bible says about good health. And God can give you health in every area of your life. A healthy mind. In 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 from the New King James, it says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but a power and love and a sound mind." And then again in Isaiah 61, verse 1 from the New King James, "A healthy heart. He being God, sent me to heal the brokenhearted." He's talking about himself there, but he's more importantly talking about Jesus. "He being God sent me, Jesus, to heal the brokenhearted." That's a prophecy in Isaiah 61. And a healthy soul. In Little John 3, verses 1 and 2, New King James again. "Beloved, I pray that you may prosper in all things and be in good health, just as your soul prospers." Back to Isaiah 53:5, New King James, "And by his stripes we are healed." Now those are just a few examples in God's Word, which is so full of so many promises and practical wisdom to help you live a healthy life. You know, the stories in the Bible, both the Old and the New Testament, are for our benefit. They're there to see how people can overcome, how God's active in our life. And when you're reading the Scriptures, put yourself in there. Put yourself in the stories. And the more that I studied God's Word, the more I began to see how God wanted to heal all of me, my mind, my emotions, my body. Finally, I'm starting to lose a little bit of weight because I'm concentrating on it. But the revelation of everything for me is that Jesus can heal you everywhere you hurt. In your body, in your soul, and in your spirit. Well, Jesus said in John chapter 10, verse 10 in the Amplified Bible, "I came that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows." I like the Amplified Bible because what it does, it takes some scriptures and then it just adds a little bit of to the fulfill till it overflows. Just a little bit of something to better help us understand the scriptures. It amplifies it like a megaphone. Well, part of the abundant life, an overflowing life, begins with walking in complete health and wholeness. And we have to pay attention to our diets. We have to pay attention to a lot of things. But you know, there are choices that we have to make to live a healthy life. And sometimes the way God heals, you may look different than you think. But in the good news, I found this when I was in the early part of my recovery, when I first started following Jesus more, well, I shouldn't say more, but intentionally. In Joel chapter 2, it talks about how God will restore what the locusts ate away. I hung on to that for years. In fact, I still hang on to it now when we have a challenge or something happens or whatever, and I get all worried about it all bent up. But then I say, oh, I remember that scripture in Joel chapter 2, that God will restore what the locusts ate away. Because we are in a broken world, and there are locusts out there. There are things that kind of throw us a curve every once in a while. But you know, when you think about it and you say, Lord, help me understand. Give me a mind that is clear, clearer than it's ever been before. And give me a spirit that's stronger than ever before. And Lord, give me my soul that is more at peace than I ever thought possible. My body is healthier than it's been in years, and I'm grateful for that. But you know, this body's only temporary. We got the promise of a new body, a spiritual body, a new life whenever we leave this old world. I don't know about you, but I don't want to take this old broken body with me to heaven. I'm looking forward to the one that God's going to give me, a resurrected body. Hallelujah. Thanks be to Jesus. Well, this is Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers, and we do pray, and we do been starting to get some prayer requests, and we have prayer request papers at the church on the 11 o'clock service, and people fill them out and drop them in the basket out in the narthex. We used to pass the plate. We don't do that anymore, but they fill out the little prayer requests, and they put them in the basket out there. And this last week, the 18th, Linda Sassine put a prayer request in, and her request was for Unspoken for Linda and others. And then she had a friend by the name of Julie Morgan, who has been put on palliative care with pancreatic cancer. And we certainly lift up all these prayer requests, and we know there's a lot of them in the bulletin. And but this particular one, we've been kept saying, you know, send us something, send Phil something, send me something, email or text or something, because we want to do intercessory prayer with you and for you. But that's what prayer is all about. And when Jesus was here on the earth and the disciples were really wondering how they could have a relationship with God the Father whenever Jesus went off by himself, he said, I'm going out there to talk to the Father. What's that? Prayer. Oh, can we pray? You betcha, Jesus said. And he gave us a model prayer for all of our prayers to line up with as we close with the prayer that Jesus taught. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil one. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. And all of God's people said, Amen. Pray that you're having a good day, and thank you for tuning in to the Pastor's Thoughts and Prayers. I don't know if I did anything to help you, but sometimes when I do these things, I get myself happy. So, hearing comes by the Word of God, and that's what it says in Romans. Faith comes by hearing, and the hearing by the Word of God. Have a wonderful day.